Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. It's Sam Crowley. I appreciate the love also on iTunes. We're going to get right into the rowing stories because you guys got to check this out. I'm not asking you to row. If you want to, I think it'd be great. But what I'm asking you to do is spice things up. Shake it up, man, in your life. Hey, let's give a shout out to some of the reviews coming in on iTunes. Every time I listen, my life changes for the better. Keep up the great work, Sam, and be proud that you make a difference. From 101 Sharps, thank you so much. Is that Michelle? I wonder if that's Michelle, the champion in Australia. I believe it might be with her own podcast. Every Day is Saturday is the title. Michael Kronk. Michael says, Sam, every time I listen to your podcast, it motivates me in life in general and in my business, and it gets me fired up. Thank you for making this amazing podcast. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the feedback. Hey, make sure you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Do it. Just search my name, Sam Crowley, in the search bar of iTunes. Find the Every Day Saturday podcast. Just click, leave a 5-star rating. I'll read your review. If I don't, send me a tweet at Sam Crowley. Say, hey, dude, what's up? Why didn't you show me any love on your podcast? I left a great review, and I will. I promise. I love the listeners, man. I love you. I love you. I love you. All right, here we go. Rowing part two. So Sunday night, it was Valentine's Day. I drove the car off the cliff food-wise, ate like a maniac, went to the gym. It was an absolute blizzard here in Cincinnati. We don't get a lot of snow. We get like 15 inches of snow in an entire winter. Compare that where I used to live in Bradford, PA and Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, we would get 15 inches driving to work in the morning. All right. I think summer fell on a Thursday the last year I lived in Buffalo. So it gets a lot of snow. And so I drove in a snowstorm, didn't care. I was a man possessed. I was getting to the gym, and I was going to try this new rowing thing that my buddy Mike told me about. The rowing machine. You sit down, push, pull, push, pull. So I sit down, and I set it for 2,500 meters. And it's kind of a warm-up, but I don't have any discipline, really, about I'm impulsive. I jump in. So I just start pulling that row cord like crazy, like back and forth. And after about 1,000 meters, I almost vomited on myself. So I stopped and took a 3-minute break, got down to, I got to 2,000 meters, stopped, took about a 2-minute break, and then I got all the way down and did my 2,500 meters. Took me 15 minutes or so. Wow, arms, back, heavy breathing, man. It was an amazing workout. And then I did 500 meter. And if this means nothing to you, that's fine. I'm telling you what I'm doing, but I'll wrap a bow around it and I'll frame it and tell you why I'm telling you the story. Then I did 500 meter with one rest in between. All right, so a total is about a 30-minute workout. Kicked my behind in a big way, but I loved it because it was different. I'd never done it before. You know, I get bored easily, and you probably do too. Like you do so much of one thing. Even when I was going to the gym, lifting a lot of weights, and this isn't anybody's fault but my own fault. I could have found different exercises, but I found myself in a routine. I hate routine. Routine is the enemy of innovation, man. I mean, it's the demotive. If there's anything more demotivating, it's routine. I mean, seriously, you'd be dead. It's zombie. Everybody, like that's why I keep saying most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them because they're in their routine. They drive the same way to work every day. They see the same people at the water cooler. They do the same job. They go home and watch the same stupid TV shows. They eat the same meals all the time. And they're stuck. If you want to get unstuck, shake it up, baby. I was doing this rowing, and then I did it again on Monday. Same thing, 2,500 meter warm up, 500 meter intervals. Now it's Wednesday, I'm on day four of my rowing, and I'm so jacked up to get, like, literally right now, the only thing standing between me and putting on the mandana and getting to the gym is this podcast. I'm out of here the minute I stop the show today, and I'm going to row like Ricky the rower. I mean, I'm all jacked up about it because it's different. It's unique. It's a new challenge. Don't you want a new challenge? You certainly don't want to be doing the same thing every single day in your business, at your job, in your relationship. You know, whenever we do something new and exciting, like, it just, that's why I've probably lived in so many houses and apartments. And, my buddies used to, I remember my one buddy Bob used to keep on the back of a business card. I gave him my address in 1988 when I was living in West Palm. And then I moved to Buffalo and moved in like four different apartments there. He still kept writing my new address on the back of a business card. This one used to send people letters, by the way. There was no email. And I don't think the new freshness of it all. Plus, I was single. I mean, I was only, being that, like a bubble on a skillet, man. I was all over the place. And so when you're single, you don't have anybody, you can't hurt anybody but yourself. Married a kid, you got to kind of stay put a little bit. But don't you want something fresh in your life? What can you do today, right? Today, can you go to the gym and do a different workout? Maybe that's what you need. Huh? How about some new relationships? How about going to an event, you know, that's brand new? I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a new website. Maybe it's doing a podcast. Maybe it's listening to a new podcast. I don't know what it is, man. Learning a new something on YouTube, software, building a website. But boy, when you switch it up and you do something different, you just get to a whole nother level. Like I'm sitting here. I got my green smoothie back. It's got the spinach and the celery and the almond milk and the water in there. And I'm jacked up and I got a lot of energy because this is day four. Now I'm getting past that my body hurts stage. And oh my God, does this make me really sore? Now I'm getting to the point where I'm not sore. I've got a lot of energy and I'm ready to rock and roll. I don't know too many things that are better for you than actually being excited about doing something. Because when you get excited, the output of what you do is so much better too. You need to do something different today. You need to do something different in your business. You need to do something different in your life. You need to do something to spice it up, man. If you're bored, if you're stuck, if you're in a routine, grab that proverbial rower and get cranking, man. Whatever that looks like to you, what is your rowing machine? What are you going to do differently today to make you look forward to doing what you need to do today? You know, life can get boring. Life can get stagnant. Don't ever let that happen to you because life is a miracle. And you know what's even better? You're a miracle. And when people boo-hoo around and they talk about, oh, it's snowing out, I say, who the hell are you? Go grab the rowing machine and then see what kind of look you get. Yeah, just say that, man. Say, what the hell are you talking about, girlfriend? Grab the rowing machine and get going. Life is amazing. All right, you're going to do that? Are you going to do that? Tell me you're going to do it, man. Don't tell me. Tell you. And then go tell somebody, hey, I need you to hold me accountable. I'm going to do this starting. And I need, because that's even better, having an accountability partner to help you through it. Nothing better, man. Nothing better. I'm out. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to row like a crew member at Harvard. And I want you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.